Hi everyone, welcome back to day two of this month's Picture Dictionary. I'm Pat.
And I'm Laura.
Today we're going to continue talking about musical instruments. Now last time we talked about modern musical instruments you might find in a rock band.
That's right, we talked about one of the most popular, the guitar.
Mm-hmm. And we also mentioned the bass, which is very similar to a guitar.
We also introduced keyboards, mm-hmm. which can be used to make many sounds.
Yep, and then we looked at two things you can hit, drums and the tambourine.
So today we're going to look at five more instruments, but these ones are going to be instruments you use to play classical music.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like by Mozart or Beethoven.
Yeah, that's right. So, get ready for some classical education with our classical instruments. Let's start the lesson.
Musical instruments.
Violin.
Violin.
Zoe learned how to play the violin when she was a child.
Zoe learned how to play the violin when she was a child.
Piano.
Piano.
The man sat down at the piano and began to play a song.
The man sat down at the piano and began to play a song.
Cello.
Cello.
Yo-Yo Ma is one of the most famous cello players in the world.
Yo-Yo Ma is one of the most famous cello players in the world.
Harp.
Harp.
My mom looks elegant when she plays the harp.
My mom looks elegant when she plays the harp.
Trumpet.
Trumpet.
There is a trumpet player in the jazz band.
There is a trumpet player in the jazz band.
Hello, everyone. Did you pay attention to the reading today?
Yes, I did. Did you read the words and sentences as loudly as you could?
I sure did. But do you understand all of the words and sentences?
Of course I do. If you don't, you should really focus on the following teaching section.
That's a great idea. Right now, let's bring out our teachers and learn these useful words from them.
Here we go.
We'll start off with one of the most popular classical instruments. I bet a few of you have had to learn how to play it. It's the violin.
OK, 相信大家如果提到 classical music, 就是古典音乐的时候第一个想到呢哇当然就是这个最经典的小提琴对不对而且刚刚派老师说可能很多你们从小就学过小提琴嘛对不对那小提琴要怎么说呢
It's a violin, V-I-O-L-I-N, violin. A violin is an instrument with four strings. You hold a violin in one hand and rest it under your chin.Then you play the strings with something called a bow, B-O-W, bow. You hold the strings with one hand and you move the bow across them, and this makes different sounds.
Yeah, it sounds really easy, but it's not, trust me. Okay, 所以呢我来看一下小提琴的英文就是刚刚Pat老师提到的 violin.Violin, 那它有四个弦哦 so it has four strings.、
Mm-hmm.
还有呢最重要的是哦诶它要怎么发出声音当你要把这个弦给握住的时候你要靠一个小提琴的什么弓就是 bow, bow. Hey, did you know,、I actually know a lot of singers, like Taiwanese singers, they actually play the violin.
Really? Like who?
王力宏, do you know who he is?
I've heard
yeah,
the name,
yeah. Yeah, he's an ABC、
yeah.
though. Yeah,
okay. We could also say Sherlock Holmes was a detective.But he also played the violin when he was trying to think.
That is so cool. Okay, Sherlock Holmes, 你们应该都知道他是谁吧？就是大名鼎鼎的福尔摩斯。那他可是一个大侦探嘛 ,detective. 可是呢很酷的是当他在思考的时候呢哦 就会拉小提琴哦。
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I can also use this word by saying, Zoe learned how to play the violin when she was a child.
Mm-hmm.
所以 Zoe 在很小的时候就学会拉小提琴哦。
There are several other instruments like the violin, and we call these the violin family.
Mm-hmm.
We'll discuss one of these a little later.Usually, there are a lot of violin players in a group,、
mm-hmm.
and they mostly play together. But sometimes, one player, or violinist, V-I-O-L-I-N-I-S-T, violinist, will play by himself or herself.
对，没有错。其实在一个很大的就是可能是音乐的表演，常常我们看到不止一位这个小提琴手嘛，对不对？但是有时候呢，可能也是会有一个人独奏小提琴。那弹这个小提琴的人，通常因为我们会用这个字就是 violinist， 就是小提琴手，所以它后面是加 ist。
Mm-hmm. Next up is another popular instrument. This one's a lot bigger though. It's a piano.A piano, P-I-A-N-O, piano, is a big instrument with a long row of black and white keys, K-E-Y-S, keys. To play it, you use both hands to press down the keys. There are also pedals,
mm-hmm.
P-E-D-A-L-S, pedals, that you press with your feet,、
right.
which change some of the sounds.
Right. Okay, piano. Piano, 其实呢我们昨天就有提到了嘛，就是钢琴的意思哦。那其实 piano 跟昨天我们才学到另外一个单字，就是 keyboard。它一样哦，同样有什么呢？就是白键 white keys， 还有黑键就是 black keys。那但是比较不同的是 piano 有什么呢？它有一个 pedal。Pedal, okay? 就是钢琴的这个踏板这样子的意思啦。
So we could also say, you usually sit down to play a piano.
Of course, 通常呢我们都要坐下来才可以弹钢琴嘛。So I can also say, the man sat down at the piano and began to play a song.、
Mm-hmm.
就是那位男生呢在这个钢琴前坐下来开始弹奏一首啦。
There are different sizes of piano. Sometimes a piano is played as part of a group,But often the piano player or pianist, P-I-A-N-I-S-T, pianist, will play the whole piece of music alone.
Okay, so piano player 或是 pianist, 就是钢琴家或是钢琴演奏者。像是我前阵子看到电视有重播不可能说的秘密还是什么的，就是周杰伦啊 ,Jay Chou, he actually plays really good piano.
Okay,
so he's a great pianist.
Now, a couple of minutes ago, we talked about the violin family.、
Mm.
Another restaurant in the violin family is a cello. A cello, C-E-L-L-O, cello, is like a very big violin. It also has four strings and a long neck and is played with a bow. However, a cello is so big and heavy that you need to rest it on the floor while you play it.Some people can play a cello standing up, but most people play a cello while they're sitting down.
没错，其实呢，接下来我们提到的长得虽然跟 violin 有点像，可是它是非常大型版的 violin， 就是 cello。Cello， 它是大提琴的意思啦。那注意它其中的 C 的发音是发 ch 的音，就是 cello。OK， 不要念错咯。那通常呢？嗯，少数的人啦，刚刚派老师说，因为他很大，可能他或许可以站着拉，但是大部分还是坐着拉大提琴啦。
So we could say, Amanda is learning how to play the cello.
嗯 ,OK, 就是 Amanda 在学拉这个大提琴。那提到了这个大提琴呢，我们就会想到谁呢？我们请 Pat 来介绍。So you're going to talk about one of the most famous cello players, right?
One of the most famous cello players in the world is Yo-Yo Ma. And a cello player is also called a cellist. C-E-L-L-I-S-T. Cellist.
没错，我超喜欢听马友友的音乐哦。他是一个很棒的 cellist, 就是大提琴演奏者。
So our next instrument is even bigger than a cello and has even more strings. It's a harp. H-A-R-P.A harp is a very old musical instrument.、Mm. They come in all shapes and sizes, and some are so big you have to sit down in front of them、
okay.
to play. They have lots of strings, so you need both hands to play them, and you use your fingers rather than a bow.
OK, 下一个呢是非常大的而且你用手弹的 harp, 也就是竖琴。Whenever I think of a harp, I think of the story Jack and the Beanstalk,、mm-hmm. right? It actually has somebody when he actually wants to steal like all these great fun things. One of these little girls, she actually sings and plays the harp.
Okay,
go and、right. check the cartoon.
So we could say, in the castle, the musician started playing the harp and sang a very sad song、oh. about love.
在城堡里面音乐家开始弹竖琴然后唱了一首情歌、哦、OK, let's continue.
OK, yeah, I always think of people、uh-huh. playing the harp in the old days. And a harp player is called a harpist, H-A-R-P-I-S-T, harpist, or a harper, H-A-R-P-E-R, harper.
Oh, interesting. 所以会弹这个竖琴的竖琴师我们可以称它为 a harper or a harpist.、
Mm-hmm.Our last instrument is a little different. All of the other instruments we've looked at are ones you play with your hands.、Mm. But there are other ways to make noise. There are a lot of instruments that you play with your mouth,、mm-hmm. including our last word today, trumpet.
Trumpet 呢其实就是小喇叭这样的意思啦那它是靠虽然也是用手拿可是它是靠嘴的部分哦去发出不同的声音
A trumpet T-R-U-M-P-E-T Trumpet is a metal instrument To play the trumpet you close your lips and make、mm. a buzzing sound like something like that not very good Trumpets are used in classical musicBut they are also very common in jazz bands.
哦、oh, ，没错，其实在古典音乐我们会听到这个小喇叭，但是呢，在爵士乐也可以听到、哦。那在英文有一个可爱的片语，就是 "You should know this,、mm-hmm. blow your own trumpet,、
yes.
right?" 就是自吹自擂这样子的意思啦。Mm-hmm. Right, okay. Oh, let's continue.
Yep,
and I guess that's the end of today's like instruments, right?、Mm. But how do we use them in a sentence? How do we ask them and you know answer?
Here's a sentence you can use to say these words. I want to learn to play the... Mm. So, for example, you can say, I want to learn to play the trumpet.
Okay,
your turn, Laura.
I want to learn to play the cello.
Cello, okay.、Mm. So, as an answer to that sentence, you can say, that sounds fun.、Oh. So, one more try.I want to learn to play the guitar.
That sounds fun. Okay.
All right, great.
Well, now it's time to end the lesson.
Mm-hmm. So, we've looked at 10 words in this picture dictionary. Now, we're going to play a game with them.
Cool, okay, so I love games, 要玩游戏哦，用我们学过的这两天课学到的十个单词。So, how do you play this game, Pat?
Well, I think of one of the instruments we introduced,、mm-hmm. that you try to guess which one.、
Oh.
But you can only ask questions that I can answer with yes or no.、Oh,
所以我要想这个 Pat 心中想的那个乐器，可是我只能问是非题。Okay, let's play.、
Mm-hmm.
Have you thought of an instrument?
Yes.
Does it have strings?
No.
没有弦哦。Do you play it with your mouth?
No.
啊，不是用嘴弹的。Does it have a skin?
Yes.
Is it a drum?
No.
Then it must be a tambourine.
Yes.
Tambourine, oh my god, I got
yes,
it.
Yes, well done, you did、oh. it. Great job. You win.
I know, I'm really good. That was really fun.But that's the end of this month's Picture Dictionary.、
Mm-hmm.
We'll see you again next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I ran the relay race on our school sports day.
I ran the relay race on our school sports day.
Hello, 大家好，我是巴菲，欢迎来到小聚会。不知道同学们有没有参与过学校的运动会呢？我印象比较深刻的、啊、是国小的运动会哦。我记得啊，每年都会办一次，然后呢，每个年级都会有舞蹈表演，还有各项的运动比赛。那我记得我小四那年啊，是跳手套舞，然后搭配小虎队的红蜻蜓哦。哈哈，我当然也是有参加大队接力 relay race。是的， Relay Race 就是今天小聚会的重点。我在学校运动会那天跑大队接力的英文怎么说呢？ I ran the relay race on our school sports day. I ran the relay race on our school's sports day. 句子中的 ran 是动词 run 跑步的过去式，它是不规则变化 run, ran, run。 那 sports day 就是运动日，运动会的意思。同学，你跑过大队接力吗？是不是很刺激呢？其实啊，大队接力是一种团队合作和策略运用，因为老师必须根据同学跑步的速度的快慢来安排棒次，通常啊，最快的都会被安排在第一棒和最后一棒哦。嘿嘿，就是我啦，我不但参加比赛，而且还是跑最后一棒哦。蛤？什么？我现在也是跑得很快啊，下班跑得很快。OK, that's all for today. 今天小聚会就到这里，接着赶快来复习一下咯，拜拜。
I ran the relay race on our school sports day.
I ran the relay race on our school sports day.
Tic-tac!
I'm so scary, 好害怕哦。
欸，你凶起来真的是很恐怖欸。
他是这边没有错，我跟人家约在这里。
你确定？
嗯，没错。
This place is so spooky, I'm so scared.
好吧，只是黑了一点啊， don't be scary。我去看看他来了没齁，拜拜。
你不要把我一个人放在这里。
我都已经很怕啊，表姐还把我一个人留在这里。可是他刚刚说 Don't be scary， 诶，这句话大家知道错在哪里吗？之前就已经讲过100次啦，这个 scary 跟 scared 两个不要傻傻分不清楚哦。这个 Don't be scary， 这个 scary 是指什么？恐怖的意思。正确应该要说 Don't be scared， 因为 scared 通常是指人，还表示嘎嘎很害怕的意思，像是 I'm so scared。可是刚刚表姐说的 Don't be scary 这是错的哦，就像如果有人说 I'm so scary 来表示哇嘎嘎我很害怕也是错的，因为 scary 通常是指某个东西或是做某件事情很恐怖的意思哦，所以像是 scary movies 就是恐怖片，所以呢千万不要再说 I'm so scary， 人家可能会以为诶你是一个很恐怖的人哦。另外呢，我还要补充一个字给大家认识，就是一开始我说 This place is so spooky， S-P-O-O-K-Y 是指毛骨悚然的阴森恐怖的意思，通常呢是会让人联想到鬼魂，就会用到这个字哦。像是如果你在这个鬼屋或是蒙阿波 Cemetery， 就可能会用到 spooky 这个字。 So the cemetery and the haunted house are very spooky places
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
所以 scare 是嘎嘎害怕的， scary 是恐怖的，而跟阿飘相关很阴森恐怖的 feel， 我们就要用 spooky。
Musical instruments。
Violin。
Violin。
Zoe learned how to play the violin when she was a child.
Zoe learned how to play the violin when she was a child.
Piano.
Piano.
The man sat down at the piano and began to play a song.
The man sat down at the piano and began to play a song.
Cello.
Cello.
Yo-Yo Ma is one of the most famous cello players in the world.
Yo-Yo Ma is one of the most famous cello players in the world.
Harp.
Harp.
My mom looks elegant when she plays the harp.
My mom looks elegant when she plays the harp.
Trumpet.
Trumpet.
There is a trumpet player in the jazz band.
There is a trumpet player in the jazz band.
Hello, everyone. Did you pay attention to the reading today?
Yes, I did. Did you read the words and sentences as loudly as you could?
I sure did. But do you understand all of the words and sentences?
Of course I do. If you don't, you should really focus on the following teaching section.
That's a great idea. Right now, let's bring out our teachers and learn these useful words from them.
Here we go.